Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Well, welcome back to Tip Today with myself, Trudy Waters, filling in for Fran Curry for the next few days while he takes a well-earned rest. Well, as you can hear, there's some beautiful musical soundings going on behind me. And my next guest or guests are bringing Nashville to Nina this week. Christy Cox, I'm delighted to be joined in studio. She's landed into Ireland from the US and she's touring this neck of the woods. But while she's award-winning for a start, but while she has landed in from Nashville, she actually hails from Australia. Can you tell me, first of all, Christy, good morning to you.
Good morning. And
good morning to you guys as well. Sorry, I'm also joined. I'm joined by Dave on mandolin and Griff on lead guitar, and we'll be hearing from them shortly. But I suppose, first of all, tell me a little about how you came about, how bluegrass came about, how a lady from Australia found herself ending up in Tennessee.
Well, I started playing country music when I was quite young, 10 years old when I first got on stage. And I used to travel around to all the country music clubs in my home state of South Australia, and I guess I've just always been one of those people where you should just take chances whenever you can. And I got offered one thing led to another, long story short, I got offered a record deal in America, and I actually have a law degree by trade, so
wow.
It was a pretty big step for me to quit my well-paying job in Australia and pack up a suitcase and move, but I did it. I jumped the pond and here I am.
And it's an extraordinary story because, I mean, a lot of people will have tried and have done that but haven't been as successful as you have been. But you already had success at home, had you, at that point?
Yeah.
You won the bluegrass guitar? Was that in Australia then, or is that after your success in Nashville?
No, that was after Nashville,
yeah.
But I'd been working pretty heavily in Australia up to that point, so my career in Australia was already at the point where it wasn't going to hurt me so much to leave. It was more just trying to make sure I maintain a presence. So, which is a no easy feat, trying to keep a presence in a country that's so far away. But it's been fun. It's been
and
a
then,
good journey.
And then working or breaking into Tennessee, into Nashville, how was that?
Hard.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Many people make it.
I am still a very small fish in a very large pond trying to find my way around. I feel like finding Dory, just kind of banging into things, not sure where I'm going, but that's okay.
And tell me, so you've a new album out, but this is your second album, is it? Your third album? Sorry, apologies.
This is my fifth.
Is it? Apologies.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You're fine. It's probably the second one that's actually done anything. Mm-hmm. So, Ricochet I released in January of last year, and we've actually just finished in the studio. We're going to be releasing a new single here at the end of the month and a new album in August.
So tell me, where do your influences come from? I mean, where did you, like, you started off, you said it was kind of country music and it expanded to bluegrass. Who influences you?
Probably my biggest influences would be Loretta Lynn and
fantastic.
I would have to say Emmylou Harris.
Emmylou
Harris's
women.
Bluegrass album was the first album I ever bought. So, And obviously I'm hugely influenced by the likes of Alison Krauss and Rhonda Vincent. All of those ladies of country and bluegrass are all pretty heavily, you know, influencing my music.
Do you think they have kind of paved the way? Because it's a difficult industry to get into, whether you're a man or woman, but it is particularly difficult to get into that industry when you're a woman, you know?
Bluegrass, yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Because it's not considered.
Yeah, genre, and in the 90s, country was pretty easy for a woman, but these days it's getting hard as well. But I think, I don't think that gender really comes into it. I think if you work hard, then you can achieve whatever you put your mind to. You've just got to be willing to not give up. So that's kind of my motto. And I met Emmylou Harris, actually.
Did you?
And I was like a kid in a candy store.
What was she like?
She's amazing. She's the most amazing woman. And she told me something. She said, if I can give you any piece of advice, if you ever stop loving it, stop doing it. And I've just been following that. If I ever get to the point where I don't enjoy it anymore, then I just won't do it anymore.
But that's so far so good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're going to hear more from you, but I'd love to hear a bit of music now, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Because I've been all talk for the last 3 hours. So, as I said, I'm joined now by David on mandolin and Griff on lead guitarist. I'm terrible with names, hence you can see why I'm searching for them here. Have you been together? How long have you been together playing?
So Dave's been in my band for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he did my first ever show in America, actually. So we had a really good friend of ours, Steve Sutton, who unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. But I rang him and I said,
I need a band. I need a band. I've got this show. And he recommended Dave, and I've kind of stolen him. So he's kind of been stuck with me since then. And Griff joined the band about 2 years ago, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're both from North Carolina, so.
And what is it like working with an Australian lady?
It's awesome.
I'm actually going to bring you to the mic there a bit.
Yeah, we went to Australia in January, and it was pretty cool.
What was the reaction like that? Yeah, what was the reaction to you over there?
Very hot. It's a pleasure to work with.
Okay, so we're going to have a bit of music from you. What are we going to hear?
We might start with a love song.
Perfect, that's lovely. I'll let you take it away in your own time there.
Tell me if I'm holding on too tight, 'cause I can't tell. I've never felt the falling, the flying, so I'm busy memorizing what it's like to get it right. I've been waiting on a love like this, seems like forever. I've been standing here with half my heart, thinking I might never find the other part. But here you are, you put it together. Oh, you've shown me what love is. Can't believe how a world full of people looking to hold someone like you, and I get to. I've been waiting on a love like this, seems like forever. I've been standing here with half my heart, thinking I might never find the other part. But here you are, you put it together. Oh, you've shown me what love is. This, well, this moment, this feeling, the way my heart's beating, I won't let go. That I've been waiting on a love like this, seems like forever. I've been standing here with half my heart, thinking I might never find the other part. But here you are, you put it together. Oh, you've shown me what love is. Oh yes, you've shown me what love is. This.
Oh, that is just beautiful. That is just utterly beautiful. I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be back in a few moments, because you're obviously here in Ireland for a reason, so we'll talk about that.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Welcome back to the final portion of TIP today with myself, Trudy Waters. Well, as you've been hearing before the break, I'm joined in studio by the wonderful musical soundings of Christy Cox and, of course, with Dave Mandolin and Griff on lead guitarist. And obviously, you're not just here to entertain us today, but you're on a whistle-stop tour of Ireland.
Yes.
So tell me, you arrived, I think, this week, was it? Or
we arrived on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
I'm in love.
In Waterford. You're in love.
I am in
Actually,
love.
Actually, this is your first time in Ireland.
It is.
Oh, wow.
And I've decided that
it's got all the great parts about Australia here too, but it's closer to Europe, so I might just move here.
Oh, that'd be great, actually. Absolutely. You can move next door and I can listen to you all day long.
Okay, just done. Telling you. Done deal.
And tell me, you haven't hit the bad weather yet, have you, though? You've come here for the nice weather, haven't you?
Yeah, but I grew up in the hills of South Australia. A little rain doesn't bother me.
A lot of rain here. No, it's beautiful. I'm not trying to knock our country, but when it's soggy, it's soggy. Okay, so you've arrived last week and you're going to be playing in the Nina Arts Centre, I think the 16th, is it?
Thursday night, mm-hmm. Yes.
So what can people expect?
Bluegrass. Lots and lots of bluegrass.
It sounds amazing.
And actually my husband's going to be joining us, so a little bit of country as well.
Oh, beautiful. And we'll actually get to him in just a wee second. But what has the reaction been so far? You've two gigs done already, haven't you?
Yeah, we've played in Waterford and Bantier. Mm-hmm. It's been great. And we're just enjoying it. We're enjoying playing music and seeing the sights, seeing a new country, and yeah, it's been amazing.
Now, this lady in front of me, not only is she a beautiful musical singer, but she's also a super mum, because you only gave birth to a beautiful bouncing baby boy not that long ago.
Yes, he's 8 weeks old. I kind of think I may have bit off more than I can chew, but well.
And he's with us, isn't he? Downstairs, anyway.
He is. He's downstairs. He's with Dad. Yeah.
And how has he been finding the trip?
I don't think he knows we're in a different country. Yeah. I think he's cool.
That's extraordinary.
The beauty of a newborn is he just sleeps anyway, so he's not jet-lagged or anything. So.
And Daddy's doing the babysitting at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. That's fantastic. Okay, listen, we're going to hear another piece of music rather than less talk, because I want people to get an idea of what they're going to hear in Nina Arts Centre when they go there this Thursday night. I don't hit myself with a mic. So I'm going to leave it to you as to what we can hear next.
Well, we figure we're in Ireland, so we better do a song about whiskey, right?
Absolutely.
So this one's called Little White Whiskey Lies. She'll be home waiting when he walks through the door. And we all smile and nod our heads. No, it's just the start to the same old story we've all heard before.
Little white whiskey lies, little white whiskey lies.
When he drinks 100 proof, the moment of truth is gone about closing time.
She'll be just as cold, he'll still be alone,
mixing memories and little white whiskey lies. She broke his heart and gets lost in the past with every single shot of make-believe.
Little white whiskey lies, little white whiskey lies.
When he drinks 100 proof, the moment of truth is gone about closing time.
She'll be just as calm, he'll still be alone, mixing memories and little white whiskey lies. Mixing memories, little white whiskey lies.
And that is fantastic too. Lovely, wonderful, lively music there. So if you want to hear that, and I'm telling you, it'll be a night worth going to, the 16th at the Nina Arts Centre. That's Christy Cox, and she's started, I suppose, her 9-gig tour there this week, and she's coming to Nina on the 16th. A bit of bluegrass, a bit of country, because your hubby will be there too, and obviously the wonderful music soundings of David on mandolin and Griff
on we'll actually
guitar.
Have the yeah. whole 6-piece band, 6-piece
band there.
Yeah,
wow.
So full bluegrass band, fiddles, banjos, bass.
So if you are a lover of bluegrass, Nina Arts Centre is the place to be. And actually, the Arts Centre is fantastic. Have you been there yet? Have you
no.
seen it? Beautiful location. Absolutely.
No, I've just been
location.
To my gigs and castles. That's it.
Well, I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy it. And the people of Nina are certainly going to enjoy it. So it was a great pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.